Good morning. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Black Serendipity. I'm your host, Janikia, and today we're going to talk about a topic that's all about following your dreams, even when others may not share your vision. Get ready for a dose of happiness, fun, and encouragement. Build it, and they will come, pursuing your dreams despite doubters. So, grab something to snack on, grab your favorite beverage, and let's get into it. All right, we're back. Have you ever had a brilliant idea or dream that set your soul on fire, only to be met with doubt or lack of support from others, family, friends, even a stranger on the subway? Well, my friend, this episode is for you. We're here to remind you that you have the power to build it, and they will come. Picture this. You have a grand vision, a passion project, or a business idea that fills you with excitement and joy. But the people around you don't seem to understand and share your enthusiasm. They may doubt your capabilities or question the viability of your dreams. But here's the thing. Their lack of buy-in doesn't define your worth or potential success of your idea. It's time to unleash your inner spark and embark on your journey, fueled by your passion and determination. Surround yourself with positivity and remember that the most successful people have faced skepticism and naysayers along the way. Look at this. I'm talking to myself. I am preaching to myself. On this episode, we'll explore stories of individuals who defied the odds and followed their dreams despite the lack of initial support. We'll share practical tips and strategies to help stay focused, motivated, and resilient as you pursue your dreams. From setting clear goals and creating an action plan to finding mentors and building a supportive network. Got you covered. Got you covered. First thing we're going to talk about is the power of self-belief and maintaining a positive mindset. Remember, your energy and enthusiasm can be infectious, attracting others who align with your vision and want to be a part of your journey. Along the way, sprinkle in some happy and fun encouragement. You know, laughter is medicine for the soul, and it can help fuel your determination, your dreams, and inspire others to join your cause. So embrace the joy of building something remarkable, even when others don't immediately see its potential. Dance to the beat of your own drum, boom, boom, and create a world where dreams become reality. You got this. You can do this. I don't care how big your dream is or how small it is. You can do this. It makes me think about this TikTok that is one of my favorites. And it's this guy with this bandana on his head. And he says, "Think big, bitch. You're thinking small." Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. When I saw that TikTok, I laughed. I laughed because that was me. Sometimes it seemed like the things I wanted the most, I tried to minimize it so that it could be acceptable. When in reality, my dream, my desire was so big, I thought I couldn't obtain it. Look at me now. whether I have a million followers or my faithful three. I'm dreaming big, bitch. Listen, I'll be right back with you. And we'll talk more about tech startups and revolutionizing the way people access information. We'll talk about face skepticism. You can do this. Welcome back to Black Serendipity. In our previous segment, I discussed the importance of pursuing your dreams, even in the face of skepticism. So I'm going to give you some examples. And as always, I am going to include a Bible scripture. Because where can we go without God? All right, picture this. A young entrepreneur with a passion for organic skincare products, but facing a market saturated with well-established brands. Despite the doubts of others, she persevered, built her own company, offering unique and sustainable skincare solutions. Today, her products are celebrated for their quality, and her brand is becoming a trusted name in the industry. It's called Joyful Roots. The scripture is, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. Proverbs 16:3. Number two. Then there's the story of a tech startup that aimed to revolutionize the way people access information. The idea faced initial resistance and skepticism as well, but the founders believed in their vision. They persisted, built a groundbreaking platform, and transformed the way millions of people consume news and stay connected. Their company, too, is becoming a household name. It's called Illuminate News. Scripture, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. And last but not least, how a fashion designer who had a radical vision for inclusive and body positive clothing, despite the prevailing industry standards and doubters questioning the marketability of her designs, she fearlessly pursued her dream. Her brand has gained a loyal following, empowering individuals of all shapes and sizes, and disrupting the fashion industry with her inclusive ethos. It's called Embrace All. Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Isaiah 41:10. That particular scripture, I believe, is for me too. And as I encourage you, I am encouraging myself. Creating this podcast does help me in various ways. It's going to help me with my doctorate. It's going to help you with, I pray, with various goals and dreams that you desire. But it's also a reminder for me of where I started, even with fear. Build it and they will come. Infusing these scriptures, we can draw strength, hope, and guidance from our faith as we pursue our dreams, no matter the skeptic or obstacles we encounter along the way. I tell you, my mom and my dad were, to me, great examples of faith. Example would be, we had some bills due one time as a kid, mostly my mom. But we had some bills due, and my mom and dad had a football team, and I was kind of worried. I was kind of worried because my mom and dad prayed about it. And I needed them to do something. I thought prayer was really nice, but prayer does change things. My lights didn't go off. My water didn't go off. My dad always had vegetables in our garden and meat. We had meat wasn't in the garden, but we did have animals on the farm. So I didn't go hungry. A matter of fact, I lived in a neighborhood where everyone helped and took care of each other. I thought to myself, that's faith. That's faith. And I guess I'm saying to you, with practical strategies and mindset shifts to empower you, you can overcome doubt. Pray about it and build something remarkable. You can do this. When it comes to strategies, write it down. Write down your plan. In order to set it in motion, not only do you need to think it, not only do you need to feel it, but I suggest you see it. Write it down. Now, I do have a truth to tell. These examples provided were fictional, and they were created just for this episode in my mind. You can replace them with real life success stories or companies that resonate with you. For the tech company, we can say Facebook. Like, just imagine, I remember when Facebook was just for one particular college, then it spread to be inclusive to other colleges. And now it's a worldwide tech platform where people are exchanging ideas, getting in touch with friends they haven't seen in years, creating opportunities for others. And if someone's listening about this skincare expedition, Joy for Roots, that is a nice name. That is truly a great name. So listen, my incredible listeners, embrace the power of belief in ourselves and in your dreams. You can rewrite the narrative and build a world where skepticism is met with resilience, where dreams become reality, and where others will come to join us or join you on your extraordinary journey. Thank you so much for joining me on this uplifting episode of Black Serendipity. Stay true to your vision. Remember, when others doubt you, believe in yourself, build it, and they will come. So until next time, have an amazing day. Thank you, and I'll be back sooner.